Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The food industry is trying to cope with serious supply chain problems. The coronavirus has forced dramatic change in our food production and distribution system. Restaurants and schools are closed. They did provide 40% of our food. Now that food needs to go to the grocery stores. But restaurant food is not packaged correctly for grocery stores. Another problem is that with people staying home all the time to eat, they don't want as many fruits and vegetables. Therefore, produce suppliers don't have the market they expected. Fancy Farms in Florida say that they have the labor to pick ripe squash, but the market will not pay the cost. Dairy farms are dumping milk. Some fruit and vegetable farms are plowing their crops under. Take a look at our meat industry. It seems like every day another major meat processing plant is closed. We have farms with hundreds of thousands of pigs ready for market, but they can't find any plant that will take their pigs. There's even some consideration of euthanizing some market hogs. I am having a hard time finding a market for my pigs. The pigs keep eating expensive feed and just getting bigger and fatter. Beef and cattle processing plants are having problems also. We would not have seen these plants shut down if it were not for coronavirus. Too many of their workers turned up sick from the virus. Fortunately, President Trump signed an executive order and said, go back to work. Well, if that isn't enough to worry about, corn, soybeans, and cotton prices are watching their prices hit the bottom. In case you were not aware, 40% of our corn is processed into ethanol, distiller's grain, but the market for ethanol has collapsed with the petroleum market, and one-third of our ethanol plants are shut down. It's hard to remember a more difficult time for the ag industry. In the early 80s, we had a farm recession and farmland values were cut in half. We had to pay 18% interest for borrowed money. Well, we don't have those problems today. So hold on until next week. I am John Block from Washington.